听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Steve, and we always appreciate you studying English with us. Thanks again. Once every 4 years, the world stops what it's doing, gathers around the nearest TV, and for one full month, watches football. Well, good news, sports fans. That time is here again. Nations of the world have already gathered in South Africa to watch and compete in the World Cup games. Will one of football's favorites, like Brazil or Germany, take the cup? Will Italy be able to defend its crown? Whatever happens, it will be exciting. Let's open our magazines now to page 30 and begin reading the 2010 FIFA World Cup.
The 2010 FIFA World Cup. Nations gather in South Africa for their favorite sporting event. The FIFA World Cup, international soccer's biggest tournament, has been played every 4 years since 1930. It was originally planned as an alternative to the 1932 Olympic Games, which weren't going to include soccer. Now it ranks as the world's premier international soccer event and as history's most watched sporting event. The last World Cup in 2006 claimed a global audience of 5.9 billion. This number easily exceeds the 4.7 billion who viewed the Olympics in Beijing, the most watched Olympic Games in history.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us for our first day in this month's sports article. Now, if you were with us last month for our sports article, you know that we were talking about soccer or football. And we were talking about it as the world's favorite sport, favorite game. So today, we're going to be talking about what is probably the world's favorite sporting event. We're talking about the 2010 FIFA World Cup. Now, when we're talking about FIFA, you might remember from last month that we're talking about the International Football Association, or the International Soccer Association, that's probably the most well-known in the world.
And this year's World Cup takes place in South Africa, so many nations and many soccer fans will gather there for their favorite sporting event. Now we see that the FIFA World Cup is international soccer's biggest tournament. And a tournament is a word that describes a competition, often between several different teams and several different games are played in order to determine a winner or a champion. So this is the largest soccer tournament in the world, and it is in South Africa this year.
And sometimes a tournament will take only one day. There will be several different games, and they finish all of those games in one day. But often a tournament takes several days, and this one is no exception. This takes several days because there's a lot of games that need to be played. So this tournament has been played every 4 years since 1930. And it was originally, or in the beginning, it was planned as an alternative, or another choice, to the 1932 Olympic Games. And why was that, Chelsea?
Well, because the 1932 Olympic Games were not going to include soccer. Now, today, soccer might be the world's favorite sport and the most watched sport, but back in 1932, perhaps it wasn't that popular yet, so it was not an Olympic sport. So they created the World Cup so that soccer teams would still have a chance to compete against one another. And now we see that it ranks as the world's premier international soccer event. And if something is a premier event, that means that it is the most important. It is of the highest status. So this is a very important and exciting event for soccer.
So it's the number one international sporting, international soccer event, and it's history's most watched sporting event. That means that of all of the sports in history, this particular event is the most watched. It has the most viewers. That's pretty amazing, Chelsea.
That's really amazing. In fact, our text goes on to give us numbers of how many people have actually watched this sporting event. It tells us that during the last World Cup, which was in 2006, 4 years ago, they claimed a global audience, or they had a global audience of 5.9 billion people. Now, that's not thousands, that's not even millions of people, that is billions of people. Now, that is a lot of people. In fact, that is a very large percentage of our entire world's population.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a huge number of people. And this number easily exceeds another number, which is the 4.7 billion who viewed the Olympics in Beijing. Now, if this number exceeds 4.7 billion, and it easily exceeds, that means that it easily goes beyond. It goes past, and it is larger or greater in size or amount.
And I wouldn't be surprised that if this year's 2010 World Cups were to exceed the number of people who watched in 2006. So we know that there are many, many people who love soccer, who love watching soccer, and who are very excited that the World Cup is starting. After all, there are far more people watching this sporting event than any other sporting event that takes place, at even the Olympics that took place in Beijing, which was the most watched Olympic Games in history.
Right, yeah, that is already a very proud claim to be the most watched Olympic Games in history. That's pretty impressive. That's pretty remarkable. So this number exceeds that number. So probably, as Chelsea says, even this year will exceed the last Olympic Games played, or the last World Cup played 4 years ago.
Now, I don't know very much about soccer. I've not watched too much of it, but I think just seeing how many people are interested in this sporting event and the World Cup makes me want to know more about it. And we have plenty more to teach you about it after this break. Let's watch a skit first.
Are you ready?
Of course I'm ready. I've been waiting 4 years for this.
Me too. It's finally time for the FIFA World Cup.
Yes, it's soccer's biggest tournament.
The most watched sporting event of all time.
Imagine 5.9 billion people are watching this.
That's more than watch the Beijing Olympics.
And talk about a viewing experience. Several matches will be broadcast in 3D.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm an at-home spectator.
Me too. My special glasses are right here.
And I've got my special glasses too.
200 teams compete to qualify.
And then the world's best soccer teams will face off. 32 teams in all.
Oh, after two rounds, only four teams will remain.
And those teams will contend in four final matches.
And ultimately, the world championship.
Woohoo! I can't wait to see who wins.
Me either. After these games, we'll have a new world champion soccer team.
Yay! Hooray! Woohoo!
Hooray!
What happens after that?
Well, we wait four more years for the next World Cup.
Oh.
Welcome back from the break, everybody. World Cup fever is spreading. Do you have it? If you do, you're one of millions of football fans watching this, the world's favorite sport. Now, besides the excitement of the games, there are a few other things that make this World Cup event very special. One is, this is the first World Cup Games to be held on the continent of Africa. In this next portion of the lesson, we'll learn about another first for the 2010 World Cup Games. Let's find out what it is on line 5.
The 2010 FIFA World Cup. Furthermore, this year's at-home spectators get an even greater viewing experience as several matches will be broadcast in 3D. Nearly 200 teams have spent the past 4 years competing to qualify for this year's tournament in South Africa. Since the tournament started last Friday, the world's 32 best national soccer teams have been facing off. During the next two rounds of intense competition, all teams but four will be eliminated. Those remaining teams will then contend in four final matches to determine their rank and ultimately the world champion.
Welcome back. We've been talking about the 2010 FIFA World Cup, and we've been talking about how the World Cup is the international soccer's greatest and most watched sporting event. And it's one of the most watched sporting events in history. Our article goes on to say that furthermore, this year's at-home spectators get an even greater viewing experience. Now, if we're talking about the at-home spectators, we're talking about the people who are watching the game at home, on their television, in their living room.
And they will get an even greater viewing experience because several of the matches, and that's what we call a soccer game, we call it a soccer match, that's the actual competition, these matches will be broadcast in 3D. Now that is pretty exciting. I don't know if you have ever gone to a movie theater to watch a movie in 3D, but sometimes they'll give you special glasses that you have to wear and it really looks like the objects on screen are coming to life. And so I can imagine if you are a soccer fan, watching these sporting events in 3D would be even more exciting.
Oh, yeah. I would think that would be very realistic, and you would feel like you are there in the game in a very real way. So, yeah, I hope to find a TV that allows me to watch some of these 3D broadcasts. Well, nearly 200 teams have spent the past 4 years competing to qualify for this year's tournament. Now here, so we're talking about 200 teams competing in order to qualify. Now, Chelsea, what does it mean to qualify for something?
Well, it means to successfully get into a competition by doing well in the past. And so these teams have been working very hard for the past 4 years. Not anybody can play in the World Cup. You have to qualify. That means you have to win a certain amount of games. Maybe you have to beat certain teams in order to be able to travel to South Africa and compete with the final group of teams who have made it that far. So I'm sure it is some very, very major competition. It's very intense, and people really want to qualify because, as we've said, this is the premier soccer event in the world.
Right, yeah, it is quite an honor to play at this international sporting event, at the World Cup. So yeah, it takes a lot of work in order to qualify for this event. Well, since the tournament started last Friday, the world's 32 best national soccer teams have been facing off, or they have been competing. Let's take a deeper look at that phrase, facing off, with Liz in Grammar on the Go.
Hi there, friends. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. The World Cup fever is definitely in the air, and you can certainly feel it here in Johannesburg, South Africa. Before I go and have a closer look at the action, here's today's grammar tip sentence. The world's 32 best national soccer teams have been facing off. Our grammar tip focus will be on the phrase to face off. This phrase started out as a sports term to describe how certain sporting games begin with a referee throwing a ball or a puck between two rival players. However, in the case of today's sentence, facing off does not mean the referee will be throwing the ball between two opposing soccer players. Instead, it's about how soccer teams will be facing each other to compete for the World Cup. In other words, this phrase, to face off, has a broader meaning of to meet face-to-face for a competitive reason. For example, many people gather to watch the two world-class chess players face off in Las Vegas. This phrase can also be used in non-sporting events as well. For example, the two political candidates will face off at a debate later this week. If you'd like to see some more examples, then do please take a look at the example sentences in today's grammar tip section. That's it for now. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Johannesburg, South Africa. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. So now we have 32 teams who are facing off here at the World Cup. Now remember, over the past 4 years, there were 200 teams that were trying to qualify to compete in the World Cup. They've now brought it down to 32 teams. And during the next two rounds of intense competition, all teams but four will be eliminated. Now that means that over the next several days of competition, these 32 teams will still have to qualify for something. They will have to try to qualify to be one of the final four teams. They do not want to be eliminated from the competition because they want to be the champion. So, Chip, what does it mean if you are eliminated from something?
Well, that means that you are removed from whatever that is. So, in this case, we have 28 teams that, because they lose certain matches, they will be eliminated and they will not be able to continue playing in the tournament. So all but four will be eliminated. And those four remaining teams will then contend in four final matches to determine their rank and ultimately to determine who the world champion is. Now here, if they're contending for something, Chelsea, what does that mean?
Well, it's really just another way to say that they are competing. If you contend for something, you are competing against another player or perhaps another team in order to try to come out on top, in order to try to be the ultimate winner or the ultimate champion. And as it says here, these teams will be contending in order to try to get first place and to be the champion, to be the best national soccer team in the world as determined by the competition at this year's World Cup.
Right, and ultimately, this competition will answer the question, who is the world champion? So that's why we have the word ultimately there. That means in the end, after all of these games take place, ultimately, we will find out the greatest soccer team.
At the bottom of page 31, you can see a listing of the different teams that are competing this year in the World Cup. We have plenty more to teach you about South Africa's World Cup this year when we come back tomorrow. But for now, let's visit the chat room. So, do you always come to the library to read because you enjoy reading?
Sure. What other reasons are there for people to visit the library?
Oh, there are lots of reasons. Lots of people do not read for pleasure. And let's face it, not all the books you have to read are ones you would choose.
You've got a point there. Hey, you said, let's face it? What should we face? I don't get it.
Oh, let's face it is a common expression that means we must accept the truth of something.
So it means let's face the facts.
Yep, that's it.
You know, I just read in Studio Classroom that the world's 32 best national soccer teams have been facing off. What does face off mean?
Well, originally, face off was used in hockey when two players face each other at the beginning of a game. By extension, it means to prepare for a confrontation.
Oh, interesting. Are there any other idioms that use face?
Sure. We sometimes have to face the music for something we've done.
Face the music?
Yes, that means to accept responsibility or receive punishment for something you have done. If little Johnny breaks a window, he'll have to face the music when his father gets home.
What about facing up to someone? What does that mean?
To face up to someone or something means to courageously confront someone or something that represents a threat. For example, we can face up to a challenge or face up to the boss if we make a mistake on the job.
Okay, well, if I ever have an overdue book, I'll come face up to you.
Oh, I'm sure that's not going to happen, Ken.
今天的课文讲到 the world's 32 best national soccer teams have been facing off. Face off 这个片语原本是来自曲棍球。一场球赛开始时，两个球员就会 face off, 面对面的来争夺那个球。延伸出来的意思就是和某人对抗。Face up to 是勇敢的面对某人或某一件事。He faced up to the challenge, 他勇于面对挑战。Face the music, 字面上是面对音乐，指的是勇于承担责任。一个人闯祸以后就得 face the music。另外还有 let's face it, 这是个惯用语，意思就是面对现实吧，说真的。比如说 let's face it, we're not getting any younger, 面对现实吧，我们不会再年轻了。Well, let's face it, today's program is about to end, but first, let's go to Michelle.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看的是 tournament 这个名词。Tournament 是指比赛、锦标赛或者是联赛，也就是参赛者必须经过层层的比赛才能够赢得冠军。例如 Wimbledon is one of the most important tennis tournaments. 温布敦是世界最重要的网球锦标赛之一，或者是 The golf tournament attracted a lot of attention because the grand prize is worth very much.这场高尔夫球锦标赛因为冠军的奖项非常的丰厚，所以引起了许多注意。继续我们看的是 exceed 这个动词， ex 这个字首是指向外的，所以 exceed 是指超过或超越。例如 our team's performance exceeded the school's expectations， 我们队伍的表现超越学校对我们的期待，或者是 expenses to set up this branch office have already exceeded our budget，设立这个分公司的费用已经超过我们的预算了。最后我们看的是 contend 这个动词， contend 是指争夺或竞争，例如 top dancers from all over the country came to contend for the title， 来自全国顶尖的舞者都来争夺冠军头衔，或者是 Ricky will contend against his longtime opponent Timothy in tonight's matchRicky 要在今晚的比赛中跟他长期以来的对手 Timothy 一较长短。And I guess that's all the time we have for today. Keep up the good work and I'll see you tomorrow.
The 2010 FIFA World Cup. Nations gather in South Africa for their favorite sporting event. The FIFA World Cup, international soccer's biggest tournament,has been played every 4 years since 1930. It was originally planned as an alternative to the 1932 Olympic Games, which weren't going to include soccer. Now it ranks as the world's premier international soccer event and as history's most watched sporting event. The last World Cup in 2006 claimed a global audience of 5.9 billion.This number easily exceeds the 4.7 billion who viewed the Olympics in Beijing, the most watched Olympic Games in history. Furthermore, this year's at-home spectators get an even greater viewing experience as several matches will be broadcast in 3D. Nearly 200 teams have spent the past 4 years competing to qualify for this year's tournament in South Africa. Since the tournament started last Friday,The world's 32 best national soccer teams have been facing off. During the next two rounds of intense competition, all teams but four will be eliminated. Those remaining teams will then contend in four final matches to determine their rank and ultimately the world champion.
Cairo Arrival. Chapter 35.
Della speaking. Yes, she is. Okay, one moment. Jenny, it's the embassy. It's Kate. She's called the embassy and they've rerouted the call to me. She wants to talk to you.
Kate, are you all right? Where are you? Really? Wow, are you safe now? Where are you? Okay, we're on our way to get my dad. They called. They want to talk to me. They said they would kill Dad if I didn't come alone. Well, alone with Barun. Here, tell Barun.
Kate, you're okay? Oh, that's great to hear. We were so concerned. Yes, I know where that is. Okay, we are about an hour and a half away. Can you wait? You can, okay. We'll get there as soon as we can. Yes, I know. Don't worry. I'll call you in an hour to give you an update. Take care of yourself. Just sit tight and wait. We'll be there. Goodbye.
An hour and a half? How far away is she?
About 10 kilometers.
But you said 20 minutes.
I needed to buy time. Jenny, she didn't escape.
What?
They still have her. They are trying to get to you.
How do you know?
Jenny, this is not a new experience for me. We often deal with these kinds of situations here in the Middle East. I know where she told me to go. It's a very rural place. Nobody speaks English there, and even though she's been in Egypt for some time, I doubt very much she would get around or would know where she is, much less tell me how to get there. No, her captors forced her to make that call.
Incidentally, the official football for this World Cup tournament has a name. It's called Jubilani, and it means bringing joy to everyone. Tomorrow, we're going to meet the mascot of the World Cup games. He is a leopard with green hair, and his name is Zakumi. Now, friends, today is the second Monday of the month, and you know what that means. Call your teacher. It's a great opportunity to practice your oral English. Please check page 8 in your magazines for more information. Now, from all of us here at Studio Classroom, please have a wonderful Monday. Bye-bye.